Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madari Channel, we welcome you once again in our program Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Today, inshallah, Azzawajal, we'll be talking about a great personality in the history of Islam. But before, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, founder of Madani Channel, founder of Dawat-e-Islam. He has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we start any good work or we would like to perform any good deed. As this is a beautiful program regarding knowledge of Deen-e-Islam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will make this intention that I will present this piece of information for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in order to spread word of Islam, in order to spread goodness, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And you can make this intention that you will be with us from start till end. You will remember what you learn and you will act upon, not only that, you will pass this knowledge on to others too. Yes, it's always a great idea to spread a word of goodness, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Dear respected viewers, today, as I earlier said, we'll be talking about a great personality in the history of Islam. Alhamdulillah, we have got our Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Wasim Abbas, with us. But let me introduce a little bit about the personality whom we are going to talk about, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. He is included amongst Ashara Mubashara, those they have been given guarantee of Jannah, certificate of Jannah in this dunya from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he had the honor of migrating twice in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The one who has the honor of being Jami'ul Qur'an, meaning the one who gathered the Holy Qur'an. He has prayed facing towards both Qiblas, subhanAllah. This honor is also associated with this beautiful personality. Wait, inshallah, we'll tell the name also. His name is included in the list of blessed companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who remained firm on faith despite enduring all difficulties of relatives. He has the honor that two of the blessed daughters of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were given in marriage to him, one after the other. He was matchless in his life, subhanallah, and appearance. Beautiful personality. He is included in those accepted people of Allah Almighty who would spend their entire nights in worshipping Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He was included amongst those personalities who would always remain fearful of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They were pious and he had such a tolerant character that he embraced martyrdom, but he did not allow the blood to spread in the blessed city of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He was a unique example of generosity. He was ghani. He was Uthmani ghani, Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, today we will be talking about the blessed seerah of Khalifa Rashid Sayyidina Uthmani ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. And let's go towards our guest speaker, Muhammad Wasim Abbas. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Wasim Abbas bhai?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Especially the topic we're discussing today, the personality we're discussing today, has made me even more better.
More excited and more better, mashallah. No doubt, I'm also excited because when we talk about such beautiful personalities, it refreshes one's faith also, indeed. Alhamdulillah. As I earlier mentioned, few of the beautiful characteristics or fadail and excellences which are specifically associated with this beautiful personality, Sayyidina Uthmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. And could you please give us a brief introduction of this beautiful personality in the start, and inshallah we'll talk further on different aspects of the life, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala, a great personality, embodiment of qualities.
Subhanallah.
And many multi-dimensional qualities you can see in the seerah, in the biography of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And whether it is piety, whether it is generosity, whether it is modesty, whether it is love for Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it is the love for people, whether it is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah Almighty, whatever aspect you want to talk about, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu can be our guide, can be our leader in that very aspect. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was born in the sixth year after the elephant. And as you mentioned earlier, that Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst the very first Muslims to embrace Islam. And it was because of the individual efforts of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. And it is stated that Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to accept Islam after Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, and Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And another uniqueness of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we find is, as you also mentioned, that he was also amongst the first ones to migrate towards Abyssinia and towards Madinatul Munawwara as well. When we talk about the lineage of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before we do that, let's go into the name and the titles of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of course, his name was Uthman. His kunya, his patronymic, was Abu Amr, and his title was Zunnurain, possessor of two noors, two lights. Inshallah, we'll come to this later on. And his lineage is as following: Uthman ibn Affan bin Abul As bin Umayyah bin Abd Shams bin Abd Manaf, meaning five steps ahead in his lineage. It meets that of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And another uniqueness that Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala possesses is that his grandmother, the mother of his mother, Ummi Hakim, she was the daughter of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala, who was the grandfather of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And she was twin sister of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, who was the father of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So she was the paternal aunt of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So through this relationship, the mother of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So this is again a beautiful connection that Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu had in terms of family relationships with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when we talk about him, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also amongst those companions who memorized the Holy Quran. Of course, he was Jami'ul Quran, the compiler of Quran, so he was also amongst those who had memorized the Holy Quran. And one beautiful aspect that you mentioned, that he accepted Islam in the early days, those companions who accepted Islam in those days were referred to as As-Sabiqun al-Awwalun, those companions who embraced Islam in the early days of Islam. Now, we need to understand that what it meant to accept Islam back in those days. It was extremely difficult for those Muslims, for those companions who embraced Islam in the very early days. They were tortured, they were tyrannized physically, mentally, from every aspect. But Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst those companions who embraced Islam in those testing times and remained firm upon Islam. And then look what great status he was given in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that his fadail are not only mentioned by his companions alayhi muridwan, but also by Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam himself. And another uniqueness of his is that many verses of the Holy Quran were also revealed in his shan, in his excellence. So this is the great personality we will inshallah we'll be talking about today, and inshallah enlightening the faith of our viewers of Madani Channel through these.
MashaAllah. Dear respected viewers, today's topic is Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an. 18th Dhul-Hijjatul Haram is the day of Urs, the day of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. And so we thought that we should discuss about this great personality in the history of Islam. Dear respected viewers, the lineage of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an was being mentioned. A beautiful hadith is in front of me I would like to share with you. It is stated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala is from me and I am from Uthman, subhanAllah. What a beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And further it is said, in paradise, there will be a friend for every prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said that in paradise, there will be a friend for every prophet. And my friend is Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The companionship in this dunya was there. Allahu Ghani. And not only in this dunya, but hereafter, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu an is also companion of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Further, it is stated another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment from the intercession of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and 70,000 people will enter paradise without accountability, upon whom hell had become wajib, necessary. Allahu Akbar. What a great personality. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, let's listen few further blessed sayings of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which are mentioned in the eminence of this great personality, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. And Wasim bhai, could you please mention few more hadith in this regard, if you've got in front of you, for the interest of viewers of Madani Shed?
MashaAllah, there are many the eminence of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu have been mentioned. There's one beautiful account which Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they went on Mount Uhud. And all of a sudden the Mount Uhud started to shake, started to sway out of happiness, as the devotees they mentioned, they say. Upon this, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, O Ahad, stop, as upon you is one prophet, one Siddiq, and two martyrs. Now, from this hadith, of course, the eminence of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala is being mentioned. How? When Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that upon you is one Nabi, one prophet that was being referred to himself, and there's one Siddiq being referred to, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and two martyrs. Those two martyrs were Sayyidina Umar Farooq and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Now Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his eminence is being mentioned in this saying of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But over here, we also come to know the eminence of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. How beautiful this is interlinked, that when the shan, the excellence of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is being mentioned on this occasion, at the same time, the excellence of Holy Prophet is also being mentioned, as the mountains were also subservient to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They obeyed the command of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Plus, we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the knowledge of unseen to Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as he knew many years before that Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be martyred. And upon this, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Aleha, beautifully he says that, Or koi ghaib kya, tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa, tum pe karoron durood. Now, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his eminence was mentioned over here. The eminence of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned over here. And it is beautifully mentioned that Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew that the flowing of the rivers can stop, the mountains leave their place, but whatever the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has stated, that cannot change. It will happen as he alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. And because of this, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to wait for his martyrdom, because he knew that the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he has mentioned this. And it is also mentioned that because of this belief of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was also a verse in the Holy Quran that was revealed in the excellence of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where it was stated, meaning that, so amongst them is one who has already fulfilled his pledge, like Sayyidina Hamza and Sayyidina Mus'ab radiallahu anhum, as they remained firm in the way of Allah Almighty and attained martyrdom in the Battle of Uhud. And amongst them is one still waiting. This is the translation of the verse of the Quran. And amongst them is one still waiting, who That is Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are waiting for their martyrdom. Now this is being mentioned in the Quran that they're waiting for their martyrdom. Why? Because they heard this news of unseen from the teller of unseen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Sharon, it was mountain Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is present. That is crystal clear that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam referred himself as a Nabi. There is one Nabi on you. And then Siddiq, that was also crystal clear that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala was with him. So that was referred to him. But two other personalities who were present, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, they were alive at that moment in time, physically alive, right? They had not been martyred. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is saying that two martyrs are present on you. Allahu Akbar. So this is a knowledge of unseen as beautifully explained by Muballigh of Dawati Islami. So finally, he got martyred. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about the seerah of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. And there are so many aspects, there are so many dimensions we can talk about his beautiful personality. Definitely taqwa is one of them. Then following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is another beautiful aspect which we can talk about. Generosity, haya. There are so many dimensions. Waseem bhai, I would like to ask you that if you could please mention regarding one of the beautiful qualities you would like to share with the viewers of Madani Channel.
The one of the most beautiful qualities which I would say would enlighten the hearts of the devotees is going through the reason why he was called Zunnurain.
SubhanAllah.
Again, excellence of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala and the excellence of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved and the devotee, how interlinked they are, that whenever the excellence of one is being mentioned, the excellence of other is also being mentioned, alhamdulillah. Now, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, his title was Zunnurain, meaning the possessor of two lights. Now, what is the reason behind this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets alayhi wasalam in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed many of those prophets with sons, many of them with daughters. And those prophets alayhi wasalam then married their daughters to other fortunate individuals. And those fortunate individuals who were blessed with the honor of marrying a daughter of a prophet, they are undoubtedly the most fortunate individuals in this world. However, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala not only possesses this honor, this excellence, but he radiallahu ta'ala is the one who has the honor of marrying not only one but two daughters of a prophet, and not only of a prophet, the daughters of the leader of all the prophets, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this excellence of marrying two daughters, one after the other, of a prophet, has not been attained by any other individual since the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and will not be attained by anyone until the day of judgment, as the prophethood has ended now. And Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala is the only individual who married two daughters of a prophet of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is the reason why he was given this title, Zunnurain, the possessor of two lights. Now, just imagine that by marrying the daughter of someone, you get the title of possessor of two nurs, two lights, and imagine the extent of luminosity and nur of that individual who himself, that by the virtue of marrying his daughters, you are given this title, Zunnurain. Imagine how great a nur he himself would be. And in this relation, the men of knowledge, they say that we don't know of anyone who married two daughters of a prophet apart from him, i.e. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And for that reason, he is known as Zunnurain, the possessor of two lights. And Al-Bayhaqi, he narrated in his sunan that Abdullah ibn Jufi said that my maternal uncle, Hussein Jufi, rahmatullah, Allah Ta'ala said that, do you realize why Uthman was called the possessor of two lights? I said, no. He said, no one has ever been united to two daughters of a prophet since Allah Almighty created Adam alayhi salam, nor will be until the hour arises other than Uthman. And for that reason, he was called the possessor of two lights. And again, let's go in the quote of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He mentions, Noor ki sarkar se paya do shala noor ka ho mubarak tumko zunnurain joda noor ka.
Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka. Tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka. Dear respected viewers, it's time to include one segment. Let's go towards our first segment, chosen sunnah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen
one. Dear respected viewers, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha has stated, the noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to talk so clearly and with pauses that every listener would memorize it, subhanallah. It was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the way he would converse, the way he would talk, that words were very clear when he would talk, and he would pause in a way that if one wanted to count the words of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would be able to do that. And they would memorize what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say. So dear respected viewers, we learned that when we talk, we should not talk very fast. We should not hurry. We should speak clearly so other person can understand what we are saying. So in this way, we should also follow this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we are talking today about Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala and different beautiful aspects of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala we are talking about. Let me include a beautiful account which relates to love of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an. Dear respected viewers, this has been mentioned in a book where Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an, once requested in the best court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please visit my house along with your friends, companions, and eat what is present. So he requested Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and invited for meal. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam accepted the invitation. Then when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam set off with blessed companions alayhim ridwan towards the home of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allahu Ghani. Dear respected viewers, do you know what happened? Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala started walking behind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what he would do, he started counting the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aka alayhi salatu wa salam asked Uthman, what are you doing? Why are you counting my footsteps? Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, true ashik rasul, true devotee of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I want to free one slave in exchange for every footstep for the sake of your respect and honor. Allahu Akbar. For your respect and honor, I would free one slave in exchange of every footstep you will take towards my house. Hence, however many steps the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took until the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an freed that many slaves in exchange of those footsteps they were taken towards his blessed home. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this was the reverence, this was the respect, this was the ishq Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan they had for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I would like to ask that, who had taught this method of love? Who had taught this way of reverence and showing respect in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Had Uthman Ghani read in Quran to do this way, to count even the footsteps of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Had he heard any hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to do it this way? No. Then we come to know that these Sahaba kiram, they were indulged in love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's love was part of their life and iman. And dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, whatever way which would not contradict to the ways of Islamic law and Sharia, okay, and that would show respect and reverence they would adopt, and they would show respect and reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this devotee of Prophet Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala has taught us how much love, how much respect, how much reverence should we show in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. No doubt Quran itself speaks about showing respect and reverence for Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It has been mentioned in Quran, O people, you may believe in Allah and His Messenger and honor and revere the Messenger, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and you should glorify Allah morning and evening. It is written in Tafsir Siratul Jinan under this aforementioned verse of Quran. One comes to know that from this verse that respect and reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is greatly desired and carries deep importance in the majestic court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because here Allah Almighty made the respect and reverence of His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before His tasbih that is mentioned. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned to do His tasbih, meaning mentioning His glorification that is mentioned after. But He has mentioned the respect and reverence for His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before His own tasbih and before His own glorification. Also, whilst declaring those who respect Him after they believe and being successful and prosperous, Allah Almighty states, meaning those they would do so, what will they get? Time is short. I read the translation. So those who believe in Him and honor Him and give Him assistance and follow the light, i.e. the Quran, which was sent down with Him, it is they who became successful. So dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, they believed in Prophet. They assisted Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They followed the Quran. They did taqeel. They did ta'zeem. They did respect Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Who are they? They are the successful people. They are the successful individuals. And alhamdulillah, these sahaba ikram, they are at their peak when it comes to show respect and reverence in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So undoubtedly, these are the successful personalities in the history of Islam. And alhamdulillah, the one amongst many who stands out is the personality of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. And Wasim Abbas bhai, we heard an account, and then alhamdulillah, the ayahs of Quran which talk about the reverence and respect for Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Would you like to comment on this or anything else you would like to share with viewers of Madani Channel?
MashaAllah, it's amazing to know the love of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala for Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And there are many accounts that you find in the seerah of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala where he showed immense respect for the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was also, this shows us that how are we meant to love the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There's another beautiful narration before me where Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala again showed amazing type of or amazing way of respecting the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because he knew that what actions would bring about the salvation of the hereafter, the guarantee of the paradise, and to become beloved in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned this, that there was a hypocrite who used to live in Madinat al-Munawwara, and he had a tree, and what used to happen was that he had an Ansari neighbor, and his tree would it would go in the house of the Ansari neighbor, and its fruits would fall in his courtyard. Now, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that Ansari neighbor, he mentioned about this in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to that hypocrite, until now his hypocrisy was not revealed. So Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to him that, why don't you sell this tree to the Ansari neighbor, and in return of this, you will get a tree in paradise. Now, he was a hypocrite. He didn't agree to it. And when Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to know about this. That hypocrite person, he did not agree to this deal in a way that sell this tree and you will get a tree in paradise. Now Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu's love came into action. And what does he do? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu buys that one tree from that hypocrite in exchange of a whole garden. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave a whole garden to him to just get that one tree from the hypocrite. Why? Just to fulfill the command of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and to get the glad tiding of beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to get the guarantee of a tree in paradise. Now if you think about it, normally when we do a transaction, when we do a deal, it would be a like-to-like deal. But over here, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is giving a whole garden in exchange of only one tree.
A normal person would think that he made a loss.
But that was the love of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu that made him do this. But then, what reward did he get on the other hand?
That was profitable.
Of course, the glad tiding of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was there. But now, the verses of Holy Quran were revealed over here.
Subhanallah.
Praising Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and condemning that hypocrite. What were those verses? Meaning that soon whoever fears Allah will accept advice and the most unfortunate will stay away from it, who will enter the biggest fire. And in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it is mentioned that in this verse, مَنْ يَخْشَى by this, it is referred to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, i.e. the one who ever fears Allah Almighty. And the word al-ashqa, that is referred to the hypocrite. The unfortunate person in this verse is referred to that hypocrite. So as soon the love of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes into play and he fulfills the command of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by buying the tree in exchange of a whole garden, the verses of Holy Quran are revealed in his excellence. The glad tiding of the tree of paradise is there. The excellence is being mentioned in the glorious Quran, and we can see why. Because he's not worried about the materialistic loss apparently in this deal. All he's worried about is fulfilling the command of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which he issued to that hypocrite who was an unfortunate person who was looking at the materialistic gain of this world. Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may our lives be sacrificed upon his passion, upon his love for the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he gave a whole garden in exchange of just one tree. Why? Just to fulfill the command of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about great personality, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. And now it's time to include one segment, that is chosen facts. Let's go towards that segment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa,
my respected viewers of Madani Channel, we have got few chosen facts. Which tree was first created? So the answer is, it was the date tree which was first created. So which tree was first created? It was date tree which was first created. And the second question is, what did Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam name his first child? Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam named his first child Abdul Rahman. And the last one is, who amongst humans said salam first? So it was Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam who said salam first amongst humans. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these were a few chosen facts which we have included so that we can also increase our knowledge. In addition to what we are learning, alhamdulillah. Dear respected viewers, today, as you know, the topic is Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an. We're talking about his excellence, his eminence. We just heard an account just before the segment that was relating to subhanallah about his eminence, and we've heard. Now I would like to include one waqia Wasim bhai, that is regarding Bire Ruma. Right?
SubhanAllah.
Those they go to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, they are aware of that well. And amongst many other water wells, that was the only one which had sweet water at that time. And Muslims, they were struggling whenever they would go to get water. So the owner of that well was non-believer, and he would sell water at costly price, so expensive rates he would charge. So Muslims, they were struggling. So upon the encouragement of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala and offered him to buy. He refused because he was making money. Then Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala and made him offer that you give me half of the well, so alternative days, like one day Muslims, they will take water, and the other days, whatever you, whoever you want to give and sell. So he said, okay, fine. So 12,000 dirham were given to him. And now the Muslims, they started coming, and Sayyid Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala and had dedicated that well for Muslims. They could come and they could take water free of charge. SubhanAllah. Now, Muslims, they would come and they would stock up for another day also. And then, the other non-believers, they started coming to the same day. They would also take water from the same well. Now, that non-believer who was making money, nobody would come to the days he had to sell the water. Now, finally, he said that, why don't you take the complete well? And he bought. Even then, when my dear respected viewers, he paid the price. And rather, if in this day and age, if somebody would say, okay, now he is compelled, he has to sell anyway because he's not making anything. The price for him is zero. But SubhanAllah, he still gave money to him. He bought that and then he dedicated that well for the believers. And they could come. They could take water. SubhanAllah. That was the occasion when he bought Jannah. You see, he bought Jannah twice. Once at the time of Jaish Usrat, right? The Ghazwa-i Tabuk, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam made announcement to raise funds. That was the moment once he bought Jannah, and this was another moment when, SubhanAllah, he bought that well and dedicated for the believers. They could take water free of charge, SubhanAllah. And dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an. Generosity. We're talking about generosity of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an.
MashaAllah. Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, again, as we've been talking about his excellences, what can we say? Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and generosity, in a way, we can say that Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has now become a symbol of generosity. If we want to talk about generosity, straight away, the blessed personality of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes into our mind. You've mentioned one occasion when Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought paradise. Now let's talk about the other occasion. At the moment of the Battle of Tabuk, when there were very testing times, and Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he bought paradise again when Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam became pleased with him. So it is stated that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was urging, he was motivating, encouraging people to support the army that was going for the expedition of Tabuk. And then Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will be responsible for 100 camels with their saddle blankets and their saddles in the way of Allah Almighty. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further urged, encouraged people to support the army. And Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu again said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will be responsible for 200 camels with their saddle blankets and their saddles in the way of Allah Almighty. Now, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged people again to support the army. And Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu again, he stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will be responsible for 300 camels with their saddle blankets and their saddles in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with the provisions. Now, upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came down the pulpit, down the minbar, saying that there will be nothing at all against Uthman, whatever he does after this. Now Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is giving another guarantee to Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that from now on there's no accountability upon Uthman. Whatever he does, there's nothing against him. And Imam Tirmizi, he narrated that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala said that Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with 1,000 dinars when he equipped the army of Tabuk and poured them in his lap. And the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam began turning them over, saying that nothing Uthman does after this day will harm him twice. These words were uttered twice by beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And when the time actually came to deliver those goods which Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu had pledged for, when the time actually came, he gave three times more than what he actually had pledged for. And when we talk about 100 camels, 200 camels, 300 camels, we need to understand what camels actually meant back in those days. It wasn't something ordinary, as an ordinary commodity.
Loaded camels. With provisions.
Camel itself was something very important, something which rich people would have. And not only one camel, 100 camels, then 200, 300, and when the time to deliver came, he delivered three times more. So we need to understand what those commodities actually meant. And upon this, again, a verse in the shan, in the excellence of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was revealed in the Holy Quran. What was it? الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذًا لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Meaning that those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, and after spending, they do not boast of their favor nor taunt. Their reward is with their Lord. They shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. And Sadrullah Fazil Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has mentioned in Tafsir Khazanul Irfan that this verse was in relation to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also a very generous companion, and he also helped immensely financially at this occasion. So Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the moment of Jaisal Ushra, at the moment of Ghazwa Tabuk, he was the one who stood up and he supported Muslims financially, which helped the Muslims a lot. And Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave him the glad tiding that whatever you do, there will be no account of that, those actions for you. And these verses were revealed for Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu's generosity upon this very occasion.
Beautiful. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, the reason we do these programs, the reason we talk about these beautiful personalities in the history of Islam, so that we can learn from their seerah, so that we can also adopt Madani pearls from their seerah. We can learn something and we can follow their footsteps. Alhamdulillah, having heard the accounts of his generosity, why not we should also develop this beautiful quality within our own personality? We should also give in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We should give open-heartedly. We should give with open heart in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What happens normally, Ulama Kiram or on Madani Channel, when they do appeals, the request to spend in the path of Allah, they are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What happens sometimes, we listen those motivational speeches and we are encouraged, we pay, sometimes we pledge the way Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu pledged. We also pledge, we say, okay, from me there's an intention of £1,000, maybe £10,000, maybe £50,000, maybe £500, £100, £50, whatever we make pledges. But what happens at the time of giving, sometimes we hesitate, right? Our qalb, that changes, right? Our heart changes. Whatever intention we have made, we even do not give that much. It also happens. But look in the seerah of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Allahu Ghani, he did not only give what he pledged for, but he gave three times more than what he had pledged for. This was the subhanallah, wholeheartedly, subhanallah, they would spend in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dear respected viewers, we should also learn, if we pledge something in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we should give, rather we should give more and more in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, it's a time to include one segment. Let's go towards that. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم.
O believers, avoid too many suspicions.
Indeed, some suspicions become sin. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that in this blessed ayah of the Holy Quran, the order given regarding refraining from assumption is due to the fact that assumption is the cause of blaming one another. It could lead to many bad actions to appear. And he further writes, it exposes hidden enemy. When a person would be aware of these consequences, then he will avoid in believing his assumption about other person's fault in order to accuse him. Because sometimes action seems bad apparently, but in reality the action is not bad. Because there is a possibility that person is doing it by mistake, or the person looking, he is on mistake. Therefore, we have been ordered to refrain from excessive assumptions and bad assumptions. Respected Shaykh Allama Abdullah bin Umar Bayzawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says, in this verse the phrase excessive assumptions is left unclear, so that Muslims get cautious from all assumptions. And also, he should ponder to the extent that he finds out the type of his assumption, because some assumptions are wajib, necessary, some are haram, forbidden, and some are mubah. This disease of bad assumptions is very much common in our society. I believe good assumptions, the pious people of Allah have got this quality. Otherwise, in this world, vast majority of the people are indulged in this disease of bad assumptions. Sheikh Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi says that assumptions are of two types. The first that comes in your heart, and you also say it from your tongue. If it is bad assumption regarding Muslim, then it is a sin. And the second that comes in your heart, but you don't say it from your tongue. Although this is not a sin, but one should clear his heart from this also. Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqa, Hazrat Allama Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that, indeed, it is bad to have bad assumption about a Muslim, unless or until it is proven to be true through a valid reasoning. There should be a valid ground or reason or an apparent fact in order to have an assumption for someone. For example, if someone is seen going to the factory of alcohol, someone sees and assumes him as an alcoholic, then it's not the fault of the person who is assuming this, rather it's fault of other person. Because Islamic law orders us to stop from going to such places, those places which could become a cause for others to accuse us. People could blame us for going to such places. Hence, in conclusion, bad assumption is a very important and crucial topic. We have not only been prohibited to avoid bad assumptions, but we've also been instructed to avoid those actions which lead towards bad assumptions. Some people have habit, I don't care, I don't bother, it's my life, I've got my own style, my own way. Oh, it doesn't work like this. We live in a society, we live amongst humans. Allah and His beloved Prophet Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned some boundaries. We have to live within those boundaries, neither have bad assumptions about others, nor let others to have bad assumptions about you. Refrain from those acts which cause others to raise fingers. Some say, why people talk about me? It could be a result of their own actions. By the way, we all need to protect ourselves from bad assumptions.
Dear respected viewers, today we are talking about Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. We have talked a few of the beautiful qualities of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Now let's talk about following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. These sahaba ikram, they knew that what is ittiba, they knew that what it means to follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They knew that what it means when we say it is sunnah. Wasim bhai, we normally say, how beautifully somebody said that sahaba ikram, they would adopt something because it was sunnah. And today we leave something because it is sunnah.
Indeed.
What would you say?
Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan would act upon a sunnah because it was a sunnah. Today we leave a sunnah because it's just a sunnah.
Allah.
That's the difference, and that's why their ranks were elevated, they attained those ranks, and that is the reason why us as Muslims are facing a downfall today. The key to success for us is to follow the Sunnah of beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he left a legacy behind for us, that how shall we follow the Sunnah of beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and inshallah
azawajal. I've got one narration, if you've got inshallah you could also mention. Irrespective, he was following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once Amir al-Mu'min Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an began smiling whilst performing wudu. People asked the reason, to which he radiallahu ta'ala an replied, "Once I saw that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam smiled having performed wudu at this very place." Right. Allahu Akbar. Irrespective viewers of Madani Channel, sometimes we think that what is the reason behind this? What is the logic behind this? When you have got love for somebody, then you don't find any logics. You just know that my beloved did this, and I'm just copying that. I'm just following that, subhanAllah. Sahaba ikram, even he remembered the smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that very place when he performed wudu and he smiled, Allahu Akbar, for no reason, just the reason was my beloved smiles here after performing wudu. This is ishq Mustafa. This is love of Mustafa. This is following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this day and age, we are after logics, we are after reasons. Okay, I should find some reason, scientific reasons, this, that, the other. Then I will follow. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, try to understand. Some people would think that what he is talking about, no. When it comes love, when there is ishq, when there is love involved, then dear respected viewers, you follow that personality. Yes, this is Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. Naseem bhai, would you like to add anything here?
MashaAllah, it's amazing. And because of these attributes of Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, no, he was unique. His uniqueness was immense. And one of the great uniqueness I would like to discuss about, which he radiyallahu ta'ala had, was that why was he considered as a Badari Sahabi, as a companion of Badr? As we know that those companions who participated in the Battle of Badr, they are amongst a highest level in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala has the uniqueness that he was included amongst those companions who participated in the Battle of Badr without participating in it. Why? Because Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the blessed daughter of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, was married to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And during the days of Battle of Badr, Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha had fallen ill. And Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had not permitted Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu to participate in the Battle of Badr because he wanted him to look after her. And how sad and emotional it would be for Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought the news, the glad tiding of the victory of Muslims to Medina, that was the time when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was burying her in Medina al-Munawwara. That's when she radiallahu ta'ala anha had passed away. So when the news came, he was burying Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam distributed the spoils of war amongst other companions and also to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But he was given this uniqueness of being amongst the companions of Badr. Why? Because Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had ordained for it, and he alayhi salatu wasalam included him in the companions of Badr. And after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam married another daughter of his, Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, to Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who again passed away in the ninth year of Hijrah. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, "I heard beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam say to Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu that even if I had 40 daughters, Allah, I would marry them to you one after the another until none of them remained." This was the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his devotee, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this was the love that Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for his master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the reason, one of the reasons why this uniqueness was given to Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu amongst many other uniquenesses.
Wasim bhai, you don't give your daughter to someone, Allah, right? Who has got any flaw or some Indeed. Sort of defect. Right? You would like to choose the best person. When you would like to give to your own daughter, right? to somebody. Now look at this farman of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu ghani. What character he had possessed, Allahu ghani.
And the more clever you are, the more clever you become in picking a match for your daughter, then who can be more clever than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? He chose the best of the individuals for the best of the daughters.
Mashallah.
So we can imagine what greatness Usman ghani had.
Let's now include another segment that is chosen wazaif. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
يا مصطفى the chosen one صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى the chosen
Dear respected viewers, the first vazifa I would like to share with you today in this program, that is to gain victory over enemy. يا قابض يا باسط Ya qabidu, ya basitu. This is what you have to recite. Whoever invokes this 30 times every day will gain victory over his enemy, insha'Allah azza wa jal. And another wazifa, that is, dua will be accepted. Ya sami'u, ya sami'u. Whoever invokes this 100 times every day without talking during invocation and then makes dua, inshallah azza wa jal, whatever he asks for will be granted. Subhanallah. So, ya sami'u 100 times. Recite this, then make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Lawful jais duas, inshaAllah azza wa jal, will be accepted. So these are two chosen wazaif which we have included in our program, Al-Mustafa, the chosen one. We've got various segments, so alhamdulillah, your interest is also intact. You also learn various brotherly pearls, wazaif, chosen facts, alhamdulillah, sunnahs of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and definitely the main topic, which is Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. And we are talking about his great personality. Waseem Abbas Bhai, when we talk about the seerah of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, and definitely sunnah is there. But if we talk about the taqwa of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, it is also matchless, subhanallah. Sayyidina Zubair bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala states that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala would always keep fasts and would rest somewhat in the start of the night, then spend the entire night in worship. Allahu Akbar. And when Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala was martyred, his wife therefore said to the murderers, "You martyred that person who would worship all night and would complete the Holy Quran in one rak'at."
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Ghani. Dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, it is further said, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman Taimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that, "I spent the night at Maqam Ibrahim once. Having offered the Isha prayer, I arrived at Maqam Ibrahim to the extent that I stood in it. Meanwhile, someone placed their hand in between my shoulders. I saw that it was Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, radiyallahu ta'ala. And after some time, he, radiyallahu anhu, started the recitation of the Holy Quran from the Surah Al-Fatiha up to the extent that he completed the entire Holy Quran." Allahu Akbar. This was the taqwa. This was the piety. Allahu Akbar. In one unit, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, in one rakat he would finish the Holy Quran. He would spend all night in worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, that's the reason. After 1400 years, more than 1400 years now, we're talking about this personality. These are the great personalities in the history of Islam, alhamdulillah. No doubt, Ahli Sunnah, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, they will be sorted. When people, they used to travel through the ships in the water, right? They used to have navigation system. And that navigation system was not like today's navigation system. They used to have that navigation system through the stars. They had that knowledge, that ilm. They would know that which star is to which way and how they would travel through stars. And to travel in the sea, you need navigation system of stars, and you also need the boat. So boat is Ahle Bayt. So without the boat, you will be drowned. And to navigate towards the Sirat al-Mustaqim, towards the righteous path, towards your destination where you want to go, you need that navigation system. And that is metaphorically said to Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, they are the stars. So the boat you need, stars and the boat. So if one you leave, you will be destroyed and you won't be able to reach to your destination. So Alhamdulillah, we need to love Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, and we need to have utmost reverence for the itrat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for Ahle Bayt, for the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wasim al-Bas Bayt, today we are talking about Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. And what would you like to add in the end?
MashaAllah, there's a beautiful a narration where Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was an occasion when he wanted Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu to marry his daughter. And Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused, he didn't agree to it. And he, as a complainant to Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, mentioning that Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu has refused to marry my daughter. Now look at the words that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said. This again highlights the eminence of Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the one who will marry your daughter will be better than Uthman, and whom Uthman marries will be better than your daughter. Now what happens? That the daughter of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam married her. So who marries your daughter will be better than Uthman, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whom he marries will be better than your daughter. Whom does he marry? He marries Sayyidatana Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidatana Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, who were the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from the perspective of being a daughter, they were more superior than the daughter of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So again over here, a beautiful connection, a beautiful association Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which shows us how excellent and elevated Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is.
Time doesn't permit, it's already over. There's so much to say. To be honest with you, we can talk and talk and talk on this blessed personality, but definitely we have to follow the timing. Inshallah, we'll come back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.